Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about an important factor in life and in business, timing. We have Bill Gross, the founder and CEO of IdeaLab. Hi, Bill. 你好。
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. A couple of years ago, I was at TED, and then one of your talks there just so popular and went viral, and I was so intrigued how timing plays an important role in mainly startup in this context.
Exactly. I have been starting companies all my life, and I started IdeaLab in 1996, and we started more than 150 companies since then. And we had 45 successful IPOs and acquisitions. We had 45 companies that are in our operating portfolio right now, and we had 60 failures. So we learned a lot from the failures. But because of that, I wanted to try and take a look at all of the different factors that mattered most for success by looking back both at our companies. But what about if I looked at 150 of our companies and 150 that were not our companies? So I tried to take a look at a broad swath of companies and figure out what really mattered most for success. Was it the idea? Was it the team? Mm-hmm. Was it the business model? Was it the funding? Was it the timing? Was it something else? So I tried to look at some companies that were wild successes and ones that we thought would be wild successes but were actually failures, and try and score them on each of those metrics and see what came up to appear to matter most for success. So I, of course, it's subjective because I was judging those characteristics, but I was trying to be as objective as possible by giving them a score and by looking at such a broad group of companies. And by doing that, I came up with a surprising result, that timing actually mattered the most. It accounted for 42% of the variance between success and failure. The team and the execution was second at 32%. The idea mm-hmm. was third at 28%. Business model was fourth at 24%. And funding was last at 14%. So previously, I thought that maybe funding was the most important thing, but in fact, it was last. And previously, I didn't even consider timing, and it turned out to be the most important thing. So that was very surprising to me.
Right. Wow, that's very interesting discovery. You know what? It's, in fact, there's a lot of ancient Chinese wisdom there.
Great.
Ancient Chinese people, there's a Chinese idiom. They said, 天时地利人和, the six characters basically say timing.
Wow. I could have saved so much energy had I known that.
天时, the first element, 天时, and its timing. The second element, 地利, that means the geographic advantage.
I see. Good point. Yes.
Yeah, and the third important factor is 人和, 人 is people.
Yes.
和 means harmony.
Yes.
So it means team building. You have the right team.
Yep.
And right people, management. That's the third element. So, yeah, you did a lot of research. But in fact, the ancient Chinese people, they said that a few thousand years ago.
Wow. So the reason why it's actually not as surprising as you would think is the world has to be ready for what innovation you're bringing. You can be – it's very easy to be way too early. It's, of course, easy to be too late.
Yep.
But believe it or not, being too early is actually very painful and can cause a company to fail.
Yep.
So an example would be – Airbnb and Uber are wildly successful companies, and they were actually timed perfectly. Now, it might be as a result of luck,
yep.
But Airbnb was famously passed by Fred Wilson because he said, as a venture investor, because he said, why would anybody ever rent out a room in their house to a complete stranger?
Yep.
And, of course, maybe people wouldn't, but Airbnb launched right during the Great Recession, when maybe people needed to rent out their house to a stranger because they needed extra money. And same thing with Uber. It was easy for them to recruit drivers because there was a recession going on.
Yep.
So sometimes there are other elements in the environment that you can't even control, but which make your company well-timed. Other companies, like after we launched a number of e-commerce companies in the 1990s, we saw the next great thing that's going to go online is entertainment. And we're right here in Los Angeles. So we started talking to entertainment companies, started signing celebrity talent. And we started a company around that. And it was just too early, though, because there weren't enough broadband connections.
Oh.
The internet speed wasn't fast enough. There weren't video players. Our company failed.
Yep.
A mere 3 years later, broadband penetration across 50%. Adobe had come out with the Flash Player. It became easier to watch video in your browser. A bunch of other things happened that weren't under our control, but what we should have looked for. We should have waited until the timing was right for the idea. And then YouTube came out that year and then took off like crazy. So that was timed perfectly again.
Yep.
So when you're making a new innovation, it is really important to make sure the world is ready for what you have. Otherwise, you might be forcing it on people too early and they can't adopt it at the way that they really should.
Yeah, timing is so important. Let's learn how to say that in Chinese, because ancient Chinese wise people already said that.
Yes.
There are only two words, 时机.
时机.
时机. 时 is a second tone, that means time. 时.
时.
时. And 时 is also can be used as like hour. So 时 is the time, the hours.
I see.
Yeah, 时. And then the character is quite interesting. In fact, it's a combination between the sun.
Yes.
And also a 寸, it means an inch. So the inch of the sun. And if you remember in ancient time, they had to measure. Yes. They had a device.
Yes, yes. Like the sundial, measuring an inch as it moves.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, so that means time. And then 机 means opportunity.
I see. Got it.
So the time and opportunity together, that means timing.
Perfect.
时机.
The word sounds even more beautifully complete to describe exactly what we're trying to achieve.
Yep. So when we say the timing is good, then we say 好时机.
Got it.
好时机. And you can see 好 just keeps coming back.
Yep.
You use that here and there. 好时机. Yeah, good timing. And then if you want to say the timing is bad, we can say, oh, bad timing. So 坏时机.
I see. Got
yeah.
it.
So 坏时机 is bad timing. And then ancient Chinese people emphasized in timing a lot. And if you read The Art of War by Sun Tzu,
yes,
a lot of things is about 时机, is about timing.
Yes.
And there's also a famous Chinese idiom. They say 时势造英雄. Don't worry about what I'm saying. Yeah. It mainly says the timing actually creates heroes.
I see.
So a hero, it's not really because he's so brave and so full of leadership, so anything.
Yep.
It's just because it's good timing.
So I really made a mistake by not studying Chinese history before starting Idealab. That would have helped me a lot.
Yeah, and in fact, each character, as you notice that, when I said 机, 机 that means opportunity, the original meaning for 机 was actually machine. So earlier we talked about machine learning. That's the same word.
I see. Wow. Yeah.
So, and as you can imagine, in the ancient time, when there was in an agriculture society, and then everybody was sort of living in the same way, in the same place, and machines actually brought them the opportunities.
Wow.
To scale.
Wow.
To expand, to grow. So machine and opportunity is the same character in Chinese.
Yes. Well, the example you taught me here really makes me think. Think about the way we use the word timing here in the United States in English, it just sounds like a clock. But when you say the sun moving an inch, I get this great imagery of the sundial and of just waiting for the right moment. And yeah, it just conveys so much more when there's that richness behind the story. And I really appreciate learning that from you today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And then I am also very excited that you are expanding to China. I'm sure that the super energetic Chinese entrepreneurs can learn a lot from you and vice versa. We are learning a lot from their different, for example, different user behavior and different market practice. And it's a lot of learning from each other.
Yes, I'm working on that now and having a great time.
The world is flat.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about timing, 时机. I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Bill.
Thank you very much.